Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Dawn Reese, and I have a super amazing special right now. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss. This man has all the reels and deals that you need to find out about. Introduce yourself.
This is Grown Man Style. You can find me on Facebook at Grown Man Style. Put all the letters together. Don't space out the words.
That's right. So you came all the way from Jacksonville, Florida.
I did.
Wow. And you're here at the station, and you are working on being a YouTube sensation. I saw that.
I am. Blessed and highly favored. I want to thank God, my Lord and Savior, first of all. Without Him, nothing is possible for me. So.
Exactly. Yes. With God, all things are possible when you put Him first.
Right.
I agree. So should we go to your YouTube clip? Do you want to set up what your YouTube clip is about?
Yeah, let's slide the YouTube clip, and you can kind of get a little insight of what I'm into.
Very cool. We'll be right back. This is a Dawn Reese special.
Don't nobody like to start the week, and when you get the hump day, you're trying to hurry up and get to the weekend. So what you want to do is you want to bring some life to the office. Okay? You want to bring some life to the office. Yeah, I grabbed it. That's pink. You want to bring you some life to the office. Now, you don't have to necessarily go pink. You could go, let's see here. You could go floral. You could go floral if you want to. Just check that out. Real detailed there. You could go floral. But I say go pink. Go pink. Throw you some navy blue chinos on. Throw you some khaki chinos on. Or throw you some dark gray chinos on. Or some light gray. Because pink is versatile. It goes with everything. Pink is a hidden gem when it comes to office. Okay? It don't got to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month for you to wear this. You can wear this whenever you want. Real men wear pink. I ain't coined the term. I'm with the term. So, you got this solid pink, and you want to brighten it up. You want to brighten it up. I wear this combination all the time. I love it. I got this nice penguin tie. I got this nice pink penguin floral tie that I put on that pink. And then I make my outfit look cool with that charcoal gray or that navy blue in the slacks. And then I kill them with some brown Oxfords. Can't beat it. Because you're gonna bring some life to the office. Everybody coming in trying to get the Thursday and Friday. So when you come in with that pink, they're gonna be like, wow, this guy. He just wore a suit Monday. It's the middle of the week. Hey, I like your shirt, man. I like your tie. Where'd you get the tie from? You could tell him. You could tell him my tie is the same fragrance that I'm wearing today. It's penguin. That's a penguin tie. Make sure you put some penguin on that day. So you can say, yeah, I got some penguin cologne on too. I like the brand, I respect it. But yeah, you can't beat that. You can't beat that combination. Always wear, and you don't have to do pink. You could do like a special type of blue, like an aqua blue. You could do it yellow. You could do whatever you want to do. But make sure when you get to the middle of the week, and it's going to give you some more life too. It's going to give you some more life because everybody's already going to be down in the dumps. They're like, oh, it's the middle of the week. I don't feel like being here, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, I got this dry cough. I got this dry cough and I got to get rid of it. I got to get rid of this dry cough. I don't know where it came from. But anywho, bring that life to the office. I don't care if you do a purple shirt with a nice gray tie. You know
okay.
what I mean? Okay,
I'm seeing that you're a fashion expert.
Yeah, it started early with me, though. It just didn't come overnight with me. So.
I love your story, what you told me before the show. How did this all come about?
Right. Well, I was raised in a small town by my grandparents, and God bless their souls. And my grandmother always kept me well-dressed. from kindergarten all the way up until high school.
And like, you're still well dressed. Like, you look like Neiman Marcus.
I appreciate it. But not Neiman Marcus prices. That's the gift. What I specialize in, and men, listen to me. You don't have to spend $3,000. You don't have to spend $5,000 to look good. You can do this for $100. You can do it for $80. You just have to put some work in. So what I specialize in on my YouTube channel is to look good at an inexpensive price, not cheap. We're not looking cheap. We look good for an inexpensive price. You may be able to walk into a room with five guys that are wearing Tom Ford suits and your suit only costs $100, but fit is king. If their suits don't fit well, then you're going to win, because you'll know from following my channel that it's a must that fit matters.
So, question, if there's a gentleman out there that would like your consulting and they're like, help, I don't know what to do, would you be able to maybe help them with consulting fees or something like that as well?
Yes, of course, of course. Just reach out to me via IG at Grown Man Style Lookbook. That's Grown Man Style Lookbook on IG. Reach out to me, get in my DM, and let me know what your issue is, and we'll solve it.
So if you, we have a call, and maybe somebody's interested and they have a question for you, should I give our number out? They can ask you a question?
I'm game for anything.
Okay, anybody has a question about men's fashion, and you can find at an affordable prices, and call 727-441-3000 if you have a question. So tell me what's in front of you. You've got a couple amazing colognes there.
So what I did was I brought some colognes, I brought some men's fragrances in here to show you that these are things that you can buy for inexpensive prices. You can find them at your local rack stores, your Ross, your TJ Maxx, your Burlington Coat Factory, and your Marshalls. Those are called rack stores. So what happens is with your major retailers, the stuff that they don't get rid of, they have to still sell it. So it ends up in those stores at a very, very, very discounted price. So no longer are the days where you're walking. Now, you can spend money. I have $100 fragrances here, and I have $20 fragrances here. So, you know, whatever you want to spend your money on, by God, spend your money how you want to spend it. But for the guy that is on a budget, and he still wants to smell good, he still wants to be appealing to his wife, to his girlfriend, or he's just looking for someone, this is what I have for you. I have my first fragrance called Perry Ellis Red 360. You can find this fragrance in a Marshall's, a TJ Maxx.
Can I smell that?
Yeah, smell it.
Okay. Miss me. Ooh, that's lovely.
Right, right.
Okay.
So this fragrance runs you about, $17.
That does? Wow.
$17.
I was thinking $50, $60.
Versus like an Acqua Di Gio. Acqua Di Gio is a well-known fragrance, and it still sells at about $80 to $100. But you can go to TJ Maxx and find this fragrance here, which is one-to-one for...
I think it's tickling my throat because I haven't had... My husband can't smell cologne, so mm-hmm. I haven't bought any because he's a painter.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. He's what you call a nosmic. It's hard for him to smell. But he could still spray it on a little bit, and you can get enjoyment out of it.
That's true. I'm the one that's smelling it.
Right. That's the purpose of it. Because you not only want to look your best, you not only want to feel your best, you not only want to do your best, but you want to smell your best. And 80% of men, it's a well-known fact, 80% of men don't wear fragrances. So the 20% that does, they're getting all the compliments, they're getting the dates, they're getting from that little thing that
exactly,
they change.
Exactly, because people walk by, you're like, oh my God, what is he wearing? It smells so good.
And it's a conversation starter. So on my channel, I have, for example, five fragrances that will start a conversation. Here's another one. Smell this one.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That's really nice. I like that smell. What is that?
This here is called Cremo Spice Black and Vanilla, and it can be picked up at your local Super Walmart. in the cologne section at Walmart.
Wow.
For $20.
And this is all in your YouTube channel that you show this?
Yes, it is.
Very cool. Now, I like that. Like, you smell the vanilla. Okay.
Right. It's kind of sweet and spicy.
Yeah, it just got me a little.
Right, kind of sweet and spicy.
Woozy there.
So this is another one that, this one here specifically is for winter because it's a strong scent.
I smell
so
that.
So it'll cut through the cold weather. $20. Now, this is a clone fragrance of a well-known fragrance called, what is it? Extreme. Spice Balm Extreme.
Okay.
Spice Balm Extreme in your Dillard's, your Macy's, might go from anywhere from $115 to $120. But you can get the same smell, the same projection, the same longevity. This is going to stick to you for 8 hours.
Wow.
So you can get the same thing at your local Super Walmart. Cremo, they have 5 fragrances. All of them smell amazing. All of them have great performance and great sillage.
Let's give your YouTube channel so they can subscribe to that. And
it's going to be Grown Man Style altogether. That's Grown Man Style. Grown Man Style, don't separate the words, just Grown Man Style all together. Some of my earlier thumbnails have just an eye, a heart, and a fragrance spray. But now if you look into some of my later stuff, you can see the thumbnails are getting better. I'm new at it, so I'm learning as I go.
Okay, wow. So also you have some more clone here?
Yeah. I have... Well, just we'll go through this one more.
Yeah, just real quick,
because
I want to talk about your fashion line that you're working. Okay, that's a little different. That's Tommy Bahama.
Right.
Ooh, okay. So what would this cost like in the Tommy? Can I spray it for a second?
Yeah, spray it.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, so what's the difference between that and a Tommy Bahama store?
So
ooh,
the Tommy Bahama store is a wonderful store. They sell great scented candles. They sell great fragrances. And it's your island vibe. It's your vacation vibe. You're by the beach. You're by the water.
I can smell that. I can visualize that.
You can visualize that with that fragrance. So the thing is that they also have to, if they don't sell all those fragrances, they have to go somewhere. So they go to your Burlington Coat Factories. They go to your Marshalls. Ooh. They go to your TJ Maxx's. And you may see that fragrance in the store, in their store, for $80. You may see it for $60, but when you go to Burlington, you'll see that fragrance for $20. So the guy that has a $20, I mean, you could spend $20 on worse things. So if you're looking for a nice scent, a daily scent, look at Burlington Coat Factory. They don't let you test them, but the beauty in that is you go to YouTube and I have a bunch of friends that do the same thing. I want to get a quick shout out to Gerard George. I want to give a quick shout out to Keith over at The Fragrant Life, Trey Sense. There's many of us. Stack Reviews, Russell Mack at Solomon's Vineyard. Catch those names, and if you don't, rewind this and run it back and get those names and look those guys up too. Those are my mentors. And
are they in Jacksonville? Or
no, they're
areas?
All spread out. They're all spread out. Some in Georgia, some in California. Some of these guys are via Boston. But they've all reached out to me. The beautiful thing about YouTube and IG is that you can reach out to people anywhere. And, you know, they gave me great encouragement. They given me tips on how to get better. And I'm a student at life, first of all. So it's real easy for me to learn, and I've been learning, and I've been getting better at this because I already have a passion for fashion. So,
Passion for, hey, you should have a show here called Passion for Fashion.
Passion for Fashion.
Do you know what? I have got 2 Beauty Queen reporters. I just have to say this. They call in from Sacramento, California for a show once a month and Hollywood, Florida. So I don't know. Maybe it's a thought list. You could do a show once a month.
Yeah. I'd be interested
in
that.
Passion for Fashion.
Passion for Fashion. I coined the term. Let's go.
I love it. So also, I know you have some other scents I'd like to smell in a second, but tell me about your fashion line, what you're going to be doing. You're coming out with that soon?
Yeah. I'm working with some guys out of New York City and LA to try to get my suit brand going called Grown Man Style. Basically, we're going to be your new Calvin Klein. We're going to be your new Tommy Hilfiger. We're going to be your new Ralph Lauren. Affordable prices. We're going to do different suits. We're going to do button-ups. We're going to do hopefully we can get into dress shoes. Everything I'm doing is going to be tailored for the guy who wants to be business casual, for the guy who wants to be casual, for the guy who wants to look upscale on a date night. And we'll also have some urban wear, like, you know, let's say, for example, denim shirts, and everything will have the grown man style logo on it, which would be a needle with a little piece of thread through it. So I'm building slowly but surely, but we'll get there.
Because, you know, I see also, because you're so good at what you do, that you're like a personal concierge as well. So, I mean, if somebody says, hey, I'm going to this event and I don't know what to wear, they could hire you to come out and help them.
Definitely.
There
definitely,
you go. And
definitely.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'll put my number out there. It's going to be, you can call me on my cell phone. It's going to be 904-520-1788. That's 904-520-1788. But the best way to get in touch with me is definitely my IG. DM me on my IG. I get, you know, a few hundred DMs a day about fashion and style and consulting and what to wear on, you know, cologne. I get, you know, I get it all. And I don't mind answering them. One thing about me, yes, I'm trying to make a living doing this, but everything is not about money. I mean, I want to help the average guy that is lost and he wants to look better, but he just doesn't know how to do it. It's not his thing. Fashion isn't everybody's thing. Mm-hmm. So I took what I love and what I'm passionate about, and what I'm doing is I'm going into the direction to build wealth out of it. So with that, I'm going to give back first.
That's amazing. Plus, you know, what's going to happen is you've put God first. And every time you put God first, you're the head, not the tail. And of course, he's going to bless you with many things. And the opportunities that you didn't think would happen will just automatically just fall into your lap. You know, there's also a lot of different things coming up. There's events that you can judge. You know, I don't know if you're ever interested. There's beauty pageants that you could judge because of fashion for these women. And then they give you, you know, full page ads in their program book. There's also film festivals. You said you were an actor as well, and they always are looking for volunteers, and you're networking with film producers and other people. So even with your branding, if you found a celebrity that you could help or dress, that would just expand it even more further.
It would. I'm game for anything. You know, like you said, I put God first, so I love nothing of this world. I like things of this world, but I love nothing of this world. I love God. So, I'm game for anything. I'm up to the challenge for anything. If anybody wants to reach out, if anybody has any suggestions, I'm taking it all on one day at a time.
Very cool. I know it goes so fast. We have 5 more minutes left, so I think Fashion for Passion should be just definitely a
we're gonna
monthly
put fashion,
show.
We're going to put Fashion for Passion will be on a shirt. Trust me, it'll be on a shirt soon.
That is really cool. Anything else you want to tell the audience around the world? Anything that about you? I know you're a father. You've got a son?
Yes. You know, I'm a single parent right now. I have my 6-year-old son.
God bless you. My son was like that.
He means the world to me.
How old is he?
He's 6 years old.
Oh, that's a great age.
And he keeps me going. But I'm so blessed to have him.
And what's his name?
His name's Christian.
Christian. Oh, what a great name, Christian. We'll just wave to Christian up there. Hey, Christian.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Christian?
Aw.
Daddy sees you. Daddy will be home to get you soon. Don't worry. Daddy will be back in Jacksonville soon.
Awesome.
What I want the people to know is that fashion goes in many different directions, and you know, some are wilder than others. I come from an old-fashioned family. My grandfather wore suits. My grandfather wore button-ups. He was a gentleman.
Do you remember back in the days, like Pan Am? I was a flight attendant, but before that, people would dress up, you know, and in styling on a plane. Now they're wearing, you know, pajama bottoms and slippers.
Right. So times have definitely changed, and you know, people have their thing. But what I want to bring back for men is traditional fashion, because, you know, it means something. You know, it means something to be called sir. It means something if you're a female to be called ma'am. It's a sign of respect. And if you look respectable, you'll get treated respectable. I'm a firm believer in that. And what my brand has intent to do is bring that back to the forefront. And with that, I'm not saying you have to wear a suit every day, but whatever you wear, be a gentleman. Make sure your clothes fit. Find a local tailor in your town. A lot of you guys have a bunch of clothes in your closet. You may have gained weight. You may have lost weight. Doesn't mean you got to throw those clothes out. Take them to your local tailor. Let them fit you. Let them stitch you up. And wear those clothes with pride, because when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you get great results and life is easier.
Oh, that's definitely a great response back to everybody. And your YouTube, how many videos would you say you're up there?
Right now, I'm early at this. So there's probably maybe 20 videos out now, and I'm still working on content every day. I'm a beginner at this, but fashion is my passion, so I'm not a beginner to that. So I'm just trying to catch up with the multimedia verse, and once I do that, and everybody gets to know me, we'll get the ball rolling.
Exactly. And like I gave you some good advice about the podcast shows, and there are podcasts of Facebook, and there's podcast conventions, and people always want to interview somebody about their expertise. And now you're definitely an expertise in your business of what you do as well. And 5 more minutes left. I know Bobby's giving me the countdown. And let me just smell those other two colognes there. And
okay,
I'm just
so
getting an idea
what
here.
I have here is Mont Blanc Individuel.
Okay.
Go ahead and smell that.
All right. Oh, that's lovely.
There's a raspberry note in there.
Yes, I can. That would be like an evening scent.
That's an evening
scent.
See,
look at that. Wow.
And that Mont Blanc Individuel can be found at any of the Iraq stores. Like I said, Burlington, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Ross.
Well, you've definitely given me some ideas of presents to give away.
Right. Definitely. I mean, for any young man, for any man, cologne would be the way to go.
Quick question. Let's say if somebody wants this scent and they don't have time to go get it, and they're like, oh, I don't have time to run to, you know, Burlington or someplace, could they write you and you can get it for them and send it out?
Of course. I'm working on a website now to where I'll be selling some of these fragrances. But, you know, hey, if you want to reach out, DM me, say I'm looking for this. We'll talk business, and we can definitely set that up for you. I'll never turn a person down.
Right, because I know people are really busy, and just even to get to the store to get your favorite scent, they'll go on Amazon or something, but you're the expert, and it's better
right.
to talk to an expert of what you're
right.
you know, helping people with, and that's amazing.
Right.
Because you are helping people. So also, too, is you're an actor, you said?
Well, I did some small film work maybe about 5 years ago. Acting was my passion. Music was my passion.
Oh, what kind of music?
I did some jazz, and I also did some hip hop music, kind of like a correlation of both.
Do you play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Okay,
you
like to sing jazz?
Yeah.
Ooh,
just like
something?
Vocals. No, I don't have anything, because like a lot of that stuff was very old. And then when I became a father, I had to let a lot of that stuff go, because it would pull me away from my son. So
right.
With the fashion thing, I can kind of sit behind a computer. I can, you know, tailor time away from my son to go to these events. And it's a lot easier than the music business or the acting business. Because
mm-hmm.
if you got to be in L.A. for a movie for, I don't know, a month, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, so.
Well, I've got some local agents here that are working on local things that are happening.
Right.
So that might be something of your interest, and then I'll hook you up with that, too. And even for your son and yourself, I just want to say frontrunnercasting.com. As I remember, and frontrunnercasting.com, you can sign up for free. And they do a lot of Disney stuff, and they say, I need families for this, or Universal, or, you know, so that might be something you find with you and your son to do together as a team when they're looking for families.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'll definitely check into it.
I know. It's been such a pleasure to have you, and God works things out. So you are here on the air with us, and safe travels back to Jacksonville as well. And you're welcome back anytime that you want to come back on the air. And I've had such a joy of meeting you and learning about your amazing products that you're finding. And that takes a real good talent to find the best of the best. And that's what you do.
I really appreciate it. I can't thank you more for having me. I feel like the 3-hour drive was definitely worth it to get on Tan Talk Radio Network. Check it out. I mean, it's a good network. I looked it up on YouTube. I definitely subscribe. Tan Talk Radio, that's Tan Talk
Radio Network.
Radio Network, and out of Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, you definitely got to check it out.
Yeah, so we're in Zephyr Hills, St. Petersburg. We're all over. And they can watch this rerun show on Tantalk Radio Network on our YouTube channel as well. And you're live on Facebook, so you'll get a copy of everything. And any other, we have two more minutes left. And Bobby, do you buy cologne?
I do, and from a lot of the stories you mentioned.
And what's your favorite?
Blue de Chanel.
Blue de Chanel is very good.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Any other, you said you are a man of God. Any other last words for anybody? Anything that God is telling you to say to people out there from the heart?
Yeah, of course. The first thing I will say was repent. Repent of your sins. Repent. Repent of your sins. We're not perfect as the human family, but God wants us to repent. So repent.
And, you know, when you're sleeping and you can't sleep and you wake up and you start praying for somebody, you know, my mom always said, if you can't sleep, you wake up, start praying for somebody.
Right.
So that's true. And I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all of the success that you're doing and this, he just opens doors and blows them open because you're putting him first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the end of our show today. And thank you so much for watching. And next week we have comics from Russo's as well as more miracle stories. And again, this is your special. Tell everybody your name and your website one more time. I'm on YouTube.
Grown Man Style. You can reach me at Grown Man Style on YouTube altogether and Grown Man Style Lookbook on IG.
There you go. And you want some expert fashion news? This is the man to call, and the number is?
The number is going to be 904-520-1788. That's 904-520-1788.
All the way from Jacksonville, Florida, here in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Everybody, goodbye, good night, and remember, give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.